Well, would you stand with me this morning? We're going to sing together. Your love is greater. Your love is stronger. Your love awakens me. Praise Him, praise Him. Tell of His excellent greatness. Praise Him ever in joyful song. Praise Him, praise Him, Jesus our blessed Redeemer. Sing, O earth, His wonderful love proclaim. Angels in glory, strength and honor give to His holy name. Like a shepherd, Jesus will guard His children. In His arms He carries them all day long. Praise Him, tell of His excellent greatness. Praise Him, ever in joyful song. Praise Him, Jesus our blessed Redeemer. Salvation. Hail Him, hail Him, Jesus who crucified. Sound His praises, Jesus who bore our sorrows. Love unbounded, wonderful, deep and strong. Praise Him, praise
Thank you. Please be seated.
For being with us, and if you are with us for the very first time, let me ask you if you would to take one of the cards there in front of you, if you'd fill that out, and then at the end of the service, we've got a chest at the back. You can put that in the back. That's where we've been dropping our offering, and that way we've got a record of your visit and you being with us, and we're grateful that you're here with us today. It's a good day for worship. We've got a lot going on. Last week we did some backpacks, and I want to thank you that we're here to help and pack those, and we took several to the associational office, and there are more that are out there that people took, and so thank you for doing that. We tried to get done with backpacks so that we can do shoeboxes, because it's about time for those. I know that some people have been working on those this week, and there's a display there in the foyer. If when you head out today, there are some boxes there, and if you'd like to take one of those shoeboxes and pack, we'd love to get those back. We've still got about a month on that, so you've got a little time to get those together and to pack a shoebox. All that info is there in the bulletin where we're going to be taking those shoeboxes up. And so I had somebody ask me about the checks for those, and I think that after I talked to somebody, I think we need to put the checks in the boxes. So if you're going to do your own check, put it in the box with all your stuff and turn that in together. Just as I look through the bulletin, just let me give you a few things that I want to bring to, that I just want to mention, okay? The WMU is sponsoring a Veterans Day lunch, and if you are a veteran and would like to participate in that, there's, I think, a clipboard back on the foyer at the little Welcome Center counter for you to sign up for you and your spouse if you'd like to be involved with that. And also, the other announcement that's right under that in the bulletin is that Children's Church, next Sunday is a fifth Sunday. So with our older group, we won't be having an older group with Children's Church. We want us, that gives every quarter, that allows that age group to come into the service, be with parents, kind of get used to that idea if they've been in Children's Church the whole time. So come and worship together as a family next Sunday morning. We'll be doing that during the morning time for service. Wednesday, regular slate of things on schedule for Wednesday night, supper and all those things. And I know that the Kids Club group is collecting cans for our food pantry. I would say this to you. I don't know if y'all just try to get to a number. Do you not?
We do have a number. We need 268 more cans.
You need a bunch of cans, right? So here's the deal. Our food pantry is just very low. Through the process of us not being here collecting like normal, and just some of those things, we've had some times where we were sparse there for a few Sundays. We just haven't done a good job of stocking that pantry for our Christmas boxes this year. And so if you are able to do that, even if it's on Sunday morning, even if you say, you know, every Sunday between now and then, I'm going to pick up some cans. Maybe you don't go to the grocery store every week, but you say, every time I go to the grocery store, I'm going to pick up some cans and bring them. That would be helpful. There is a little box in the bulletin that has a list of a few things that we would traditionally be collecting in October. But if you scrap that box and you bring food, they will take it. Okay, all that. Yeah, they're doing the red grocery cart over in the education building. And if you wanted to put that right in front of the Welcome Center cabinet, if you bring that on Sunday, we'll get that transported and get it where it needs to go, okay? So even if you come in these doors, just drop it off out in the foyer and we'll make sure it's where it belongs, okay? After church today, after the morning service, I'd like to meet with people that are planning to do a trunk next week. I just want to make sure that we're all on the same page. Next Sunday night from 5 to 7, we don't have play practice next week, so that'll be a perfect opportunity for us to get together and do that. We just want to do something for our own kids and for the community. Hopefully people will stop by. It's on the sign. And if we have commotion in the front, people will probably stop by and participate in that. And we'll probably draw some people from our community. So we need lots of people to participate as far as trunks, getting a trunk together. If you say, I'd be willing to do that, but I have no idea what to do, this little section right here, come and see me after church, okay? We'll brainstorm an idea or two. I'll give you, maybe you are unable to do that, but you'd do a trunk, that's great. We're going to do hot dogs and things out here too, and so if you're not able to do a trunk, but you wanted to bring individual cans, waters, drinks like that, individual chips, that kind of stuff, We'll put some fixings together with our hot dog stuff and have all that stuff out there that night so that we can just hand those things out. And that'll be easy if it's individually packaged instead of trying to bring all that stuff in big containers. So meet with me after church for interest. I just want to make sure we've got a good amount of people involved. And if I don't have a whole lot of people here, you might get a call from me this week because I might need to recruit people. So if you think you might be interested, come and we'll get it together, okay? I'm more than willing to help you do whatever you need to make that happen, okay? Also tonight, there will not be a service this evening. Play practice will be from 5 to 7, and then at 6 o'clock, if you are a part of the finance team or property and space, we're going to meet together at 6 and do kind of a little brainstorming, a goal-setting session during that 6 o'clock hour tonight. So if you'll be here, we'll meet in the education building. Play practice will be in here. I'm going to sit down and be quiet, but before I do, let's say a word of prayer, and let's thank the Lord for the opportunity to be in his house today. Let's praise the Lord for all that's happened with Diane Mitchell. She's doing well after her surgery and her problems this week. Let's praise the Lord for that. Let's also pray that the Lord would be with Katie Hasty and her family and all the things that are going on with them. She's not doing well today. That's Waylon's sister-in-law, and some of you kind of been keeping up with that story, but she's not doing well today. So let's pray for their family. I'm sure there are others that I have not mentioned, but those are on my mind right now. Let's say a word of prayer as we get into the service. Kevin Evans, would you pray and lead us as we pray?
Amen. Would you stand with me again? Let's praise the Lord for his love that he has shown to us. How deep the Father's love. How deep the Father's love for us. How vast beyond all is